Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Starlin. May I start with your 5-digit zip code, please?
90250.
90250. 250. Okay, give me one moment while I locate your account. May I have your first and your last name?
Hermie Benaza.
Can you verify your address, please?
Number 3645 West 135th Street, Hawthorne, California, 90250.
Okay. I'm just reviewing your account briefly. Okay, how can I help you today, sir?
Yeah, I have here a charge of $64.97 against my Silver Capital One credit card. And I don't remember any charge, anything that I authorized for $64.97. And I was talking with my Capital One people, and they said I requested them that they have to file a dispute on these charges. I cannot really understand why I have $64.97 charged against this card without me authorizing it.
That was for the Focus Watch, sir.
$64.97?
Yes.
No.
I'm sure that you... Yes, sir.
No, I don't need a Focus Watch.
I'm sure that you called here on the 7th.
Yes, and there was a charge of $5.95 or 97 cents, and a charge of $19.94, I think. And that was clarified because what they said is there was a lady, I can give you the name of the lady that I talked with, and he says that the $5.95 is for one watch. Okay? And I received that watch. And then I said, what is the 1994? Then he told me there's a one-year warranty. Then I said, I don't need a one-year warranty. And then after that, he said, yeah, you are supposed to get a second watch. No, I said, I only requested for one watch. Then it was decided that they, your company is going to ship me another watch, and they're going to refund me $6.95 out of the 1994. And that second watch is being covered by the 1994. And that was agreed upon. That is okay for me. But again, the $64.97, what is that?
The $64.97. $64.97 is for the Focus watch.
No.
And I'm showing no. When you...
I file a dispute. My credit card company, Capital One, is going to file a dispute on this. Because what is $5.95? What is $19.94? I receive only one watch.
Okay, I'm going to try to explain this to you, sir.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just trying to answer the question that you asked multiple times. Okay. I'm showing on May 21st, you started a 14-day trial with the Focus watch. That's $5.97 for shipping and handling. It is 14-day trial, and it does state in the terms and conditions that if you do not cancel within those 14 days, we will bill you the retail price of that product. I'm also showing that you called on the 7th. You called about the charges on your account. You also stated that you only ordered one watch, not two.
Yes.
You wanted a refund for the warranty. You agreed to 50% of the refund.
Yes.
Yes, you never canceled, sir. And you agreed to have it keeping one watch.
All right.
Okay, so when you agreed to keep that watch, that's the $64.97.
Oh boy. That's not what was agreed upon when I talked with that lady. The $5.95 or $5.97 is for the watch. The $19.94 is for warranty. Then she told me that she's going to refund me $6.95 out of the $19.94, and he's going to send me another watch without any charge. That's what was agreed upon. But the $64.97, I want that thing to be refunded to me. I don't need that. Or if you want it, I can return the watch.
Okay. Have you already disputed these charges with your bank?
I have disputed the $64.97 with Capital One, and they're going to file a charge, a dispute on this, and they're going to request you. They're going to request you to refund that things to me.
Okay. I'm just going to inform you that's not how a dispute works, sir. I'm going to give you the protocol on a dispute, and then we're going to go from there. Okay? With a dispute, when you file a dispute, what they do is an investigation. When they investigate, they check the IP address, and the IP shows what device this order came from. And as you stated, you did order this device. And then they're going to check our terms and conditions.
And yeah, I understand all those things, sir.
Okay.
And when I ordered that watch, there was never a statement that about the $64.97. There was never a statement on that.
Okay, if you have access to the internet, I can direct you on the website.
No more. I don't have that, sir.
Okay.
I don't have that. So
okay.
The credit card company Capital One will take care of this for me.
Okay. I'm going to continue with the procedures and just inform you, and then I'm going to try to work out an option for you. So they check the terms and conditions, and they're going to look at the terms and conditions. And while they're doing their investigation, they will give you credit. They will give you the credit for the $64.97 and anything else that you dispute. But when they're done with their investigations and they check who ordered the address in the terms and conditions, they will then give us back that credit from your account. What I'm going to ask you to do is call your bank or call Capital One, I believe you said.
Yes.
Call them and tell them to contact us and let us know if the dispute, let us know that they're willing to drop the dispute, and then we'll be able to work out a refund.
Yeah, they said they're going to work out a refund on this. That's what they said.
Yes, but that when they dispute it, that's an investigation.
I don't know if they filed a dispute already. I don't know yet.
Okay, well they.
But because that's what I normally that's what I do when there is an authorized charge against my cards. I requested the card company to file a dispute against a fraudulent charge. That's what I do always. But that's what I requested to them, to file a dispute on this charge. But I don't know whether they have filed it already, because I talked with them just a few moments ago.
Okay.
But they said that they're going to request for a refund of the $64.97.
And that is temporary. They're
going to
investigate. They're going to investigate. And when they look at the terms and conditions and they see that you did order this product and you have it, they will give us back the credit. And I don't want you to have to go through that. I have no problem issuing you a refund. But what I need you to do is have your bank call us back to let us know that they did not dispute it, or that they are willing to drop the dispute, so we can come to an agreement on a refund.
All right. No dispute, but refund is okay.
Your bank has
all
to
right.
call us. Your bank has
yeah.
to call us and
okay.
tell us that they're
them.
Not disputing or they're willing to drop the dispute.
Okay. I'm going to call them. So if they file the dispute and it's going to be dropped, then I can have a refund, right? Do you
and then,
you're going to refund?
And then we're gonna work out a deal for the refund.
All right. Okay. All right. I call them. Thank you.
Okay. Again, my name is Starling. Thank you for calling customer support.
What's your name, sir?
Starling. Starling.
Starling.
Yes.
Mr. Starling, thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. Goodbye.